Dr. Gregory Mueller is a world-famous mycologist who has worked both at the Field Museum in Chicago and the Chicago Botanic Garden as head of botany. He holds adjunct appointments at Northwestern University and Southern Illinois University, Carbondale. His research focuses on evolution, ecology, and the conservation of fungi, especially mushrooms. Dr. Greg has written several books and over 120 peer-reviewed journal articles, but his main focus, besides conservation, is the genus Lecaria. Am I saying that correctly, Dr. Greg?
Yes, you are.
Greatly. He is a world authority on that group. However, arguably, Dr. Greg is most known for his work with the IUCN, or International Union for the Conservation of Nature, which has built red lists for critically endangered life of all kinds and develops initiatives for how to manage and preserve them. In fact, Dr. Greg basically started the red list program for all fungi. For that and his ongoing work with the IUCN, he's won many major awards, including from the IUCN, the Mycological Society of America, and the European Mycological Association. It's a huge honor for us to get him to Telluride. I've been asking for years for him to come, and he'd been saying, once I retire, which happened last year. That's a quote from Dr. Greg's longtime friend and professional colleague, Britt Bunyan, who also happens to be director of the Telluride Mushroom Festival, now in its 45th year of international fame. The Telluride Mushroom Festival 2025 takes place between August 13th and August 20th. Dr. Greg is the keynote Friday night, August 15th. His subject, fungi rule the world, so why aren't we doing more to save them? This is Susan Debrock, Telluride Inside and Out, honored to speaking with Dr. Gregory Mueller. Thank you so much for taking the time out of your schedule to talk with me.
It's my pleasure, Susan. Really looking forward to the conversation.
Thank you. So let's start with the subject of your keynote address and the declarative statement embedded in the title of your talk, Fungi Rule the World. Please explain hows and the whys of that premise.
Well, simply, life as we know it would not be possible without fungi. You know, they're ubiquitous, they're super numerous, super diverse, but they're also playing all these ecological and economic roles. So think about it. If you like plants, well, 85% of them require an association with fungi to be able to grow and thrive. If you like food, well, there's mushrooms, but there's also all the additives to the mushrooms, whether it's soy sauce or many other type of some of your favorite cheeses or wine and bread. So kind of fungi are kind of critical to everything we know and love.
Okay, great. The rest of the title of your keynote is surprising in the context of all the data we know are being collected in the fungi kingdom. And that reads, and why aren't we doing more to save them? So please set the table for that statement and explain.
Yeah, I mean, we're in a credible time. Fungi are having a moment. You read about them all the time in newspapers and on podcasts and in websites and everything else. But yet, if you look at international conservation policy, if you look at conservation action, fungi just aren't there. All the effort is going towards plants and animals. And I like plants and animals, but, you know, as I said, they won't survive without the fungi. So we need to be doing more to conserve and to protect them.
Another of your talks at the Mushroom Festival is the subject of relatively recent field work you did in Costa Rica. What were the objectives on the trip? And please describe in brief, in this context, some of your findings. Clearly, our aim is to get your fellow fungophiles excited about this talk as well.
Sure. I think it should be a fun talk. I've been going to Costa Rica since 1986, was my first time. For about 15 years, I was going down multiple times a year because I was the international lead for the fungal collecting that was going on there. And so what I'd rather to come back now is to see how things have changed. It had been a number of years since I'd been there. Are we finding the same fungi? What's the impact on potential of climate change or other issues? And then also, I'm interested in a couple of particular groups. We wanted to get fresh material so that we can get DNA analyses and new information on those species. And so the trip was super successful, and I'm going to be looking at, I'm going to be showing some really cool pictures of Costa Rica and some of the beautiful fungi we find there.
Terrific. Thanks so much. Now let's get a little personal. How, why, and when did your interest in all things fungi evolve? Do you come from a family of scientists?
I do not come from a family of scientists, but I come from a family of five boys, and so our vacations were hiking and camping, and so got involved with nature early on. I was going to be something to do with nature. Anything to do with nature was interesting. So I was going to go into forestry to become a forest ranger. But then I took a botany course, and then I got excited about that. And then I met a fungologist, a mycologist professor of that, who introduced me to the world of fungi, and I haven't looked back since.
Great. Please talk about your work as chief scientist and VP for science at the Chicago Botanical Gardens.
Yeah, so I was for 23 years at the Field Museum as the curator of fungi, but also as chair of the botany department. And then I had this opportunity to go to the Chicago Botanic Garden and actually help lead their conservation biology program. So the program was primarily focused on plants, but I brought in the fungal component to it, and we could look at plant-fungal interactions, but also, you know, seed banking and restoration work, all the things that we're interested in from fungi that we can also look at and learn from the plant community. So it was a very exciting time for me to help lead, but also learn.
So you apparently retired from that job in, am I correct in saying June 2023?
Correct.
Great. So how is retirement treating you? Of course, I'm being a bit ironic here since we know you're hard at work on fungal conservation. So please talk about conservation efforts, how they've evolved over the years, and what and where are those efforts primarily focused today?
Well, you are correct. All my friends and family tell me I'm slunking retirement. As busier so almost as ever, but yes, I get to focus my efforts on conservation of fungi. And so we're doing it nationally. I'm on the board of the Fungal Diversity Survey, a Fundus, which is this great organization that is engaging citizen scientists in documenting fungal diversity across the U.S. And Canada. Interacting a lot with NatureServe, which is the U.S. repository for biodiversity data. And then through the International Union for Conservation of Nature, I coordinate international programs globally. So working with people in Brazil and Colombia and the Abu Dhabi and China, so every place around the world. And there's a lot of really cool stuff starting to happen. But we're still in that incipient stage. It's starting. We have to do a lot more.
And I'm sure you're going to expand on that at your keynote.
Yes, I am.
So what are you looking forward to most about your debut at the Telluride Mushroom Festival 2025?
Well, I've been hearing about Telluride Mushroom Festival for a long time. It sounds like it's fun. So I'm looking forward just to be part of the festivities, but also, you know, reaching out to a new audience. I always find that talking to new people, I learn so much because oftentimes they don't know the questions not to ask. When I just talk to my scientific colleagues, I know what they're going to ask me. But when I talk to a new audience, who knows what's going to come up? So I'm really looking forward to those engagement with everybody that's there enjoying the wonderful world of fungi.
Okay. Finally, given that you are the world's expert, at least according to Britt Bunyard, on the genus Lucaria, please describe what distinguishes this species and why that focus.
Well, Lucaria I've started with Lucaria on my master's thesis and have worked on, and my PhD, and then off and on over the last many years. And Lucaria has become the model for studying mycorrhiza. There's over 1,400 scientific papers that have been published just using that species in laboratory studies, field studies, things like that. So it's really a model organism. It's abundant. You find it all over the place. I think in NAMA forays, the North American Mycological Association, it's maybe found almost every single year. And so it's just been a great organism to study the diversity and distribution of fungi, of mushrooms especially, and their ecology. So it's been a great group to work on. It's treated me very well. I've had a great time looking at it, and I continue to work on it.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for your time. This has been Susan Diebrock, Telluride Inside and Out, speaking with Dr. Gregory Mueller. He is a keynote on Friday night, August 15th, at the Telluride Mushroom Festival. His subject, once again, is fungi rule the world, so why aren't we doing more to save them? Dr. Greg, thanks again for your time.
It's been my pleasure. Bye, Susan.
Likewise.